From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian peace talks delayed. The special UN Syrian envoy says he needs a little more time. So he's asked for a delay in the resumption of indirect Syrian peace talks from March 7th to March 9th. Staffan de Mistura says this will allow the cessation of hostilities in force on Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman Peter Kirby says, hey, that's fine with us.
We are, as always, supportive of his efforts, and it is the UN that is leading the effort to get the parties to continue to resume talks. So we're very supportive of his leadership and what he's doing. And if he believes that he needs another couple of days to make it work, well, then, you know, we're supportive of that.
Although international observers continue to report violations, Dr. Joanne Liu, the international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there's been a significant decrease in violence.
What our teams are telling us is the fact that there's been a marked decrease in terms of shelling and airstrike in the area. And I'm talking mainly about the northern part. And so, as a consequence, what we notice is the number of people moving towards the border has not increased over the last 4 days. On the other hand, the 100,000 of people who are stranded along the Turkish border are not returning back yet to where they're coming from.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Tuesday the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope. But he said his government will do its part to make the troop work, but the opposition says Damascus has breached the ceasefire by repeatedly attacking its positions. Police in southern Malawi say a mob has burned to death 7 men who allegedly possessed human bones to be used for witchcraft. The head of the district police force told reporters Wednesday that the mob rounded up the victims Tuesday and then set them on fire. They're investigating. They've not made any arrests.